Now we are joined in by Dr. R.S. Sharma, is the CEO of National Health Authority, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, and chairperson of the Empowered Committee on Administration of the COVID-19 Vaccine, head of the COVID app. Dr. Sharma, thank you so much. How happy are you? We've been able to reach 80 lakh. I think this is a moment of celebration. Let's just say, obviously, this is a great achievement.
No, it's certainly a moment of celebration. It's also certainly a record in the whole world. And talking of COVID platform, I think it's again a record in the sense that, you know, we clocked, you know, at some points, we clocked 30,000 vaccinations per second. So that's something which is really must be a record. You know? So that's again.
But Dr. Sharma, I'm sure you also realize that the game from here on is going to be the game of consistency. Even now at 80 lakh, we are still behind what we are actually supposed to achieve, about 96 or 97 lakh per day, if we are to achieve our end of the year target. So do you feel that this app is going to be that essential tool to be able to do this?
No, one is that you see your analysis of, you know, whether we are behind or whether we are ahead. I really do not want to comment on that analysis because I have always maintained that my job is to maintain this platform, not really, you know, talk about the numbers, expected numbers, logistics of vaccines. That's not my domain. But what I can say is that this is a platform which is highly scalable, highly inclusive, and actually can cater to a population scale of a scale which is 1/6 of humanity. Imagine. It is also a platform which has become 300 million in a matter of 5 months. It's also a platform which actually keeps track of each dose of vaccine. When was it given? By whom was it given? What kind of vaccine was given? So I think, and as I have maintained, we can you know, tackle any number of numbers. So if you, let's say, put 10 million tomorrow, we are fine. If you put 20 million, we are also fine.
Dr. Sharma,
I think
you know,
scalability is there.
Yeah, scalability, a point I understand. But, you know, among the various criticism of the COVID platform was the fact that it is very exclusive in nature. It is an English-only platform. It is a urban-centric platform. How on earth will someone in rural pockets of this country be able to access an app like this? What would you say? Because now we are looking at more and more and more people. 80 lakh.
So you mean to? Yeah. Do you mean to say that 80 lakh numbers which today came all from the cosmopolitan urban areas?
Certainly not. Which is why I'm asking you this question.
So I think your assertions are completely wrong. First of all, it is not an exclusive platform. It's not a single language platform. It's a platform which actually caters to 12 languages of this country as of now. We are going to add more, number one. Number two, 80% of the vaccinations on this platform are taking place without reservations, without appointments, which means you walk in the center and you get vaccinated. This platform becomes digital from the point of, you know, vaccination, which means every vaccination is recorded. It's not necessary that everybody has to come with appointments. To call this platform as urban-centric, limiting a platform is absolutely false. This is the most inclusive, ubiquitous. And now that we are sharing this platform with large number of other applications, I think the reach is phenomenal. And so therefore, by any stretch of imagination, it cannot be called. 30 crore people in this country cannot be called to all urban people who are... By the way, let me also share another statistics with you.
Sure.
53% of the vaccinations which have taken place till today belong to rural areas.
Okay. Dr. Sharma, to be able to scale this further, would you like to tell us what really is the plan? You say that this app has great scalability. Now, obviously, we'll be increasing these numbers from 80. The government would be, or there will be less and less of vaccine hesitancy. These numbers will increase. So what are your plans for scaling this application further?
Let me tell you, Sanket, this is a very good question of scalability. Let me tell you that scalability is not an afterthought in this application. You know, we have built this application since the very beginning as a scalable application. And let me just tell you, because anybody can create an application. It's a two-hour job. That's not a problem. Business logic is not so complicated, so it keeps on changing. But what is important is that basically you architect it well, you architect it for a scale. So we got a lot of, you know, knowledge from Aadhaar. Mm-hmm. Aadhaar is one application which we were doing 2 million, you know, enrollments per day. We got the kind of, you know, lessons from UPI. UPI is doing 3 billion transactions per month. So therefore, based on, you know, open APIs, all the four components of this application are loosely coupled, talking to each other through APIs, which means that it does not create dependency. You know, that's very important. It's not an assembly line process. It's a it's a basically an atomic kind of process. So I think scalability is in the design, not in the code, etc. And I can assure you, as I have said many times before, today also, you know, application did 80 lakhs plus, and it did not falter even once. 99% of our OTPs were delivered within 15 seconds. So I think that part is there. And India, let's understand, this is not R.S. Sharma's contribution. Please, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, India is now absolutely mature in terms of delivering digital applications at a scale. Aadhaar is one example. Authentications, electronic KYC, e-sign, digital locker. Digital locker today had 4 billion documents in it. So I think we are building applications which are diverse, which can cater to the diverse population of this country.
Sure.
Multiple languages. I think it's all there in the design.
Sure. All right. Good luck to you, Dr. Sharma. Let's just hope that we move from strength to strength. Of course, there was these initial technical glitches. I'm glad to learn from you that the Cowin app is learning and learning fast and will learn even further for scalability. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me on your platform. Thank you.
Thank you.